Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, good to see you.
So good to see you too. I love getting to spend a day a week with a tuners. I forgot. That's my elephant call.
You want to hear my elephant call? Hey, elephants! Pete, how are you doing tonight?
I am going to speak the whole night in a German accent.
Okay, sorry, Pete's having connection issues. If he's truly doing this,
No, I'm not going to do that.
I didn't figure. And Steve, how's your evening going?
It's going. Why don't you find elephants hiding in trees?
I don't know.
Because they're really good at it.
That's what this movie taught me.
Among other things, yeah. So, please like, subscribe, share. We got some fun shows coming up, including dipping back into the vault for a couple shows that I can't believe we hadn't watched yet. So, and we're going to have some shows coming up to deal with the rides that are opening at Disney World. However, for this week, we looked at the National Geographic movie Ghost Elephants. It essentially looked at, so in the Smithsonian Institute, they have a stuffed elephant there that has gone on record as basically the biggest ever shot and killed by a human on record. And there's a guy who basically wanted to know if it was just an aberration or if there are truly big groups of elephants this size. I think like 2 feet taller than a normal elephant. And they live on the high plains of Angola, like over 5,000-6,000 feet up. So he's basically spends the entire movie looking for this group of elephants. We see how he goes with some trackers in Africa. And he talks about, yes, there are scenes. And I think we can all agree the scenes where they actually showed them like used to sport hunting elephants was not a good part of this movie just because it's hard watching elephants die.
Yeah, and let's say those were filmed from the 60s, right? It was
very much. It was not people shooting them now. It was archival footage. And there is a warning about it at the beginning of the movie. But
still skipped it, still went ahead and fast-forwarded through that.
That's fair. But to make a longish movie short, they end up finding these, at least sighting a couple of these elephants, and basically prove that the great big elephant that they have mounted at the Smithsonian was at least part from this same group of big elephants. I don't know if you read the crawl at the end,
right?
But they think the dad was from that. They're still not sure which group of elephants the mom was from. So either it's a group that may not exist anymore or it's a completely different group of elephants, because this is literally a group of elephants that no one can find. You can't find them with aircraft. You can't find them with drones. They had a trail camera set up for 7 years and finally got a picture of one. But spoiler alert, they end up finding at least a couple different bulls of them. And there's like actual footage of them that are, they are taller than that normal elephants. They have longer legs than normal elephants, etc. So what of this movie towered over the rest? What really worked for you for this movie? And Pete, I'm going to let you start.
Yeah, because I'm going to say the director, Werner Herzog, as soon as his name came up, I was like, oh, cool. He's both a film director and he made several documentaries that are well known. Grizzly Man. There was one he made about the French cave paintings in the oldest cave called Cave of Forgotten Dreams. There's a few others.
This one about this guy in like this Secret Service agent, wasn't he? Somebody by the name of Reacher.
Reacher?
Jack?
No, he wasn't. No, but for Disney Plus fans, if you watch the first season of Mandalorian, he is occasionally an actor, and yes, he was in the first season of Mandalorian as the scientist that was experimenting on Grogu.
Yes.
So he does a little bit of acting, and he's also made some really wild movies back in the 70s and 80s. If you ever want to see completely bonkers movie, there's this movie called I can never say it right, Fitzcarraldo. where this guy decides that he's going to take a ship and move it over a mountain, and he basically goes crazy doing this, and the actual production of the movie is Werner Herzog moving, and when I say this ship, I'm talking about like a huge,
like a
steamer ship. And the movie is them transporting this ship over a mountain. And I looked it up. It's free on YouTube if anybody ever wants to see it. Wild, wild movie. but anyways, as soon as I saw his name pop up, it made the movie better for me. And, you know, I loved his narration in this, and it kept me interested in a movie that truthfully moved pretty slowly. So that's going to be my thing. What about you, Steve?
One of the highlights for me was when they focused on the main tracker. I can't remember his name. The one that they talked to the most. I found him fascinating, like when he showed like what happens when an antelope is shot with his poison dart and acting it out, and just like his knowledge. I found that fascinating. That's probably the biggest highlight for me. I'm saving a lot for them. Next question.
Fair enough. For me, I thought it was fascinating watching them actually be able to track down, follow a single elephant just by their footsteps in the sand. And I loved that tracking part because I've read about it in other stories. There's a book called Born to Run, where they basically talk about how the theory is that humans are about the only animals that can run, because that's how we ended up getting the meat early on. Is basically we could outrun our prey. Because the main thing that allows it to do this is a large gluteus and an Achilles tendon.
Wow. I'm pretty sure cats can run and dogs.
But not for long distances.
Oh.
And the fact that we don't have to breathe. Our breathing and our strides are not connected.
Oh, okay.
Because if you ever watch like a cheetah run, every step is a breath also. And they can run really fast for about 30 seconds. So anyway.
Interesting.
But the tracking stuff for me was very interesting. And just, I also found it interesting how motivated the main guy was. Steve, was it? Was it Steve? Okay. Mm-hmm. And not this Steve.
No.
How motivated and why he was motivated to try and find these elephants to see if they even existed. And just for the fact that he just wanted to know if they ever actually are there. So, right. And that pure-ish anyway, because that's what he said, it was for a movie, but that idea really, really was kind of nice that it seemed like that he had at least a fairly straightforward reason for wanting it to happen. So, Kate, what worked for you?
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed when they were talking, and I don't know if this is the appropriate word to use, to the natives. I don't know if that's the right word when locals. They like, and no, they were talking.
The
The locals. And they talked a lot about like the language that they used had a lot of clicking and stuff. I thought that was so interesting. And, I liked kind of hearing their stories. Steve, I can't remember if this is the same story you were talking about, but the story where one of the locals was talking about how the poison dart or the poison arrow, and he had gotten cut when he went in to break up a fight between two people.
Oh, he's the same. He's the same one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same one. Okay. I loved how they were like, you think in these tribes or in these local areas, like that everyone gets along and it's peace and harmony. And it's not. There's still jealousy. There's still pride. I just found that really, really interesting. I found that specific part of the interview really interesting because you don't think about like, you do think everybody lives in harmony because it is kind of primal and it is primitive. And, I just found that story and him talking about like my arm essentially disintegrated and how he managed to survive that. I found that really, really interesting. I also loved not when the animals were being killed, but I love elephants. I think elephants are fascinating. So the parts where they just showed like the elephants swimming and like the parts where it was just like elephants in the wild, I just think they're so beautiful. So I liked that. Not when they were being shot at, but I liked that. So there you go.
Okay. Well, if that's what really towered over the rest of it, what about this should have been ghosted? And that's not talk about when they were shot. Okay.
All I'm going to talk about.
Okay. Okay. Then Kate, go ahead.
This is a me thing. I don't like watching animals die. I don't like watching animals kill other animals. I don't like watching humans kill animals. It is not a jam for me. It will never be a yes for me. I don't even like it in animated series. I don't like watching Mufasa get trampled. It will never be a win for me. I am a really tenderhearted person. And so it just like hurts me. So as soon as I realized, and luckily there was a disclaimer at the beginning, and I believe I texted Derek immediately and was like, is this going to make me sad? Am I going to get sad? Because I think I'm about to get sad.
Little section.
Yeah, it was
a pretty short part of the movie, though. Like,
that's good. I fast-forwarded all the way through it. So I felt like this was really long. It didn't hold my, I mean, it did hold my attention, but probably not for good reasons. I don't find animal documentaries super interesting unless they are like being narrated by, well, mind, I'm going to name that myself. So, I'm going to throw it to Pete. I'm very intrigued to hear what Steve has to say though, too. Go ahead.
For me, I want more elephants in my elephant movie. that's really all I can say. I mean, I'm glad they found the elephant at the end, but like, you know, and I understand this is a really hard elephant to find and everything like that, but it's like this. So we got one piece of cell phone footage that you can't really see the elephant in. And then another one that you can see it in. And then that's all the elephant footage we're getting, I guess, huh? and like, can you use that footage to then show us how big the elephant is? Because you kept telling us for an hour and a half that these elephants are really big.
Yeah.
But shouldn't you be able to use like references there and figure out how? Anyways, I guess I want more of a resolution in my movie than what it was. And I also thought it was really odd I mostly like the narration, but like, you know, when Steve's found the elephant and the narration is like, now that Steve has found the elephant, will it will it ruin his life or something like that?
Yeah, that part was weird.
I was like, wait, no, this is was his goal. I don't think he's now unhappy that he saw the elephant. So anyway, yep. Steve, what do you think? I know you didn't like this.
Unlike Kate, the elephants walking the water drove me nuts. It was 3 minutes too long.
And it was 3 minutes long.
Yeah. Like Pete, I was annoyed that this is supposed to be about ghost elephants, finding elephants. And it felt like the cable TV show where they lead you on and lead you on and you get to the end. And then you get crappy cell phone footage.
It was the vault of Jimmy Hoffa.
It was just this total disappointment of I sat through however long it was for that. And then even a little snippet of just like, well, they might be related. As I mean, I guess,
right.
I think I was just annoyed. If I'd gone in and they did it as this journey, because even if you read the little caption, you think, oh, they're going to find something. It might have been better. But I felt like I was like hoodwinked into what I was going to get from the documentary. So I was just really annoyed.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's totally fair. I definitely agree with Pete. I wanted more elephants in my elephant movie. It was too long. There were sections of no narration and just I can only watch a forerunner drive through a brush for so long before I start expecting. I need a water buffalo to show up and, doing this. So.
But it was like this crazy driving.
Yeah. And no, I'm sorry. If it was a rutted trail, needing to do this didn't make a lot of sense. The whole elephants in the water thing, to be perfectly honest, to me, looked like they spliced two shots together. Because when you're under the water and you look up, you never actually see the elephant feet in the water. Mm-hmm. So, this definitely had issues. This definitely had pacing issues. This definitely had interest issues in that. I wanted more of the tracking and I wanted more of the science. I didn't need as much of the, I'll say I didn't need much of them, going and talking to the king of the area. And
yeah.
But did that make anybody else think of coming to America? No, just me. Okay, that's fine.
I was just thinking, is he the king of like these 10 guys? Like it wasn't exactly like this real regal, what's his kingdom?
They never said. So, and show us in Angola where you are.
Yeah.
I mean, they say, wait, like Angola. On a map? To this. Yeah. They showed a map, but it wasn't a bat.
Yeah.
So I just, this definitely has some issues. So, okay. So the driving force behind this was the guy named Steve, the main guy, wanting to see these ghost elephants to see if they existed in the wild. I want to know, what animal would you most like to see in the wild? It can be animals that we have in zoos that you would like to see them in the native thing. It can be an animal you've never seen before that you would like to see. What animal would you most like to see in the wild, Kate?
So, I would love
it can be an animal you've already seen in the wild too.
Sure, but I don't want just any documentary. I want a documentary that is narrated by either Snoop Dogg or The Rock and Kevin Hart. Point.
Appropriate.
The Rock and Kevin Hart.
I only want a documentary if either Snoop Dogg or The Rock and Kevin Hart are narrating it and like doing the voices of the animals. I will watch absolutely any animal documentary if you can give me those narrations, because I think, and don't have animals killing each other, but that I guess probably like something really funny, like some crazy like dodo birds. I know dodo birds aren't, but like the spoonbill, the roseate spoonbill bird, or I don't know. I'm just
let me re-clarify what I might have wanted for an answer on this, because that's definitely not it. I'm curious.
She most wants to see Kevin Hart in the wild.
Kevin Hart in the wild and walk in the wild. I mean, it's what animal would you like to be in the wild with?
Oh, I thought you meant what would we want to see a documentary of? My bad. Ooh, give me some giraffes.
Okay.
Some giraffes in the wild. All right, Pete, you go.
So I was thinking about this. I have to say, like, I've seen a lot of animals semi in the wild. Whales are like the coolest. And I've seen them already. I love tigers. So, I mean, I don't know how close I'd want to get to tigers in the wild, but, I think that would be really cool. I can go to Animal Kingdom and sit and watch the tigers for like 45 minutes if someone would let me, but
Pete, when or not, you sleeping. Could get really close to them one time.
Right. Yeah. As long as I got to take someone's, I got to find someone slower than me.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to run faster than the tiger. You just have to run faster than the other people with you.
Okay.
So, yeah, that would be mine. Tiger, also penguins.
Yeah.
Steve,
for me, probably chimpanzees or gorillas, or actually any monkey. I'd be happy with any monkey in the wild. I just find them fascinating. Maybe howler monkeys.
Okay.
But then imagine howler monkeys with Snoop Dogg narrating. Come on. It would be so good.
I see nowhere in this question that it says narration.
Are we can I can't, I'm not allowed to mute Kate, am I?
No. Oh no,
but don't you dare.
I'll just shut her mic off. For me, I have a different answer now than I would have about 5 years ago, because I saw the main animal I would have wanted to see. I wanted to see a manta ray in the wild, and I got to when I went snorkeling down on the Florida Keys. We were snorkeling in this area with, you know, yes, I've seen no sharks, fine, but then these two manta.
Anyone yeah, else
so excited about the manta rays
frozen?
That
yeah, he's frozen.
He sounds like a manta ray. That's good though.
Okay, am I back?
Cool. Yeah, you're back. Back.
Sorry,
manta ray. Okay.
You're good.
So I had these two manta rays like come under about 20 feet underneath us, and it was just so cool. So I would say my new one would probably be a whale shark, because because I know I could get really close to it and it's not going to hurt me. But
whale sharks don't bite?
No, they eat plankton.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I have to talk to you about that.
Haven't you seen Finding Dory?
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
Fish are friends, not food.
No, fish are definitely food, especially when cooked right. So for me, it's probably a whale shark or some kind of a big animal, like, but when I'm like actually in the water with them, rather than being on a boat and watching the dolphins and whales go past is not the same thing as being in the water with them.
I don't want to be in the water with them. So,
I would definitely want to be in the water. I mean, it's like being in the water with the sharks when we were snorkeling. The sharks were far enough away and the sharks had no interest in us. Because we went snorkeling at places where people always go snorkeling and scuba diving.
Right.
So they were totally used to it. But so for me,
snorkeling? Do you all enjoy snorkeling?
I've done it one time.
I love.
I use a CPAP machine. And so I have worked really hard to not breathe out my mouth and only breathe through my nose because of my CPAP.
That's
and
a problem.
So then when you're snorkeling, it like my body's like, I don't understand. Well, that's partly why I don't so much enjoy snorkeling.
I get the times I've gone snorkeling. So we snorkeled on the Great Barrier Reef. That was pretty cool, but it was a lot of current, so it was exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Because you actually had to like pull yourself along with ropes to keep from being like
swept
away. And then I snorkeled in Hawaii and just like off the shore, and it's like really cool for like 20 minutes, and then I started getting bored. So it's not really my thing.
And see, I love the ocean, and it should be. It's just something when my son and I now. I've been vacationing down in Florida in the ocean for like, okay, I'm 45 years old, so probably for 45 years. And it said something when my son and I were the only two people who did not get seasick on the boat full of middle of Kansas scouts that went snorkeling for a week. So anyway, guys,
Derek, I did a photo shoot today where she wanted me to flip my hair back and forth, and I made myself motion sick. So. I think that
that's
she was like, just do one more spin. And I was like, I don't think I can.
Kate and I both get sick on Guardians of the Galaxy. So
we sure did.
And see, my wife and I kind of have steel stomachs. So
I'm very jealous.
So I do have one other, though, because your manta ray made me think of another thing. I've always wanted to see in Florida manatees.
Oh, that'd
be cool, too.
Yeah, cool.
Wonderful.
I've actually been in the water with them, like, even when I technically wasn't supposed to. At least that's what the great big sign said. But, it was this little alcove, and I'd go, you know, we were swimming in there, and all of a sudden, there's like seven manatees around us, basically begging to be petted.
I'd probably be okay with being in the water because they're so mellow.
Oh, yeah, they're not. The only way they would hurt you is basically if they basically completely run you over.
Yeah, they squished you. Yeah.
But they're also fairly, as you said, they're very docile. Yeah.
Just bring them some lettuce.
Yeah.
I was in a kayak. It was one of the first times I met my in-laws, and I was in a kayak and in Palm Bay in Melbourne. And they were just out. And so, I didn't pet them. I just put my hand in the water, and they gave themselves a back scratch.
Yeah.
I didn't.
And that's what they'll do. They know exactly what they want.
Yeah.
They are so cute. I love.
Okay. So, guys, as we always do, we do cups of pixie dust out of 5 for everything we watch. 4 ghost elephants. I think there's going to be a spread on this one. So, Kate, how many cups of pixie dust?
I'm going to give it a 1.5 solely because I love elephants. And because the native language really cool. And because a guy got hit by a poison arrow and then lived to tell the tale. So go ahead, Pete.
I'm giving this 2.5. I enjoyed it. I was glad I watched it. I would not rewatch it. So that's right about 2.5 for me.
And I'm going right between the two of you with the two.
Okay. I figured you'd go lower than that.
I thought Steve was going to be with the 1. No.
I'm actually going to go a 2.5 on this one also. There were sections I didn't mind. I didn't really pay attention to, honestly. But then there were other sections that I thought, when they actually found the elephants and were actually tracking the elephants, I found that stuff very interesting. So, again, there's different sections of it, and kind of averaged out to about a 2.5 for me. So,
do I dare ask what is everybody's favorite documentary we've watched? I know mine right off the bat.
Mine's either The Boys or
I love
Imagineering
the
Story.
Okay, mine is The Rescue.
Yeah, I know yours is The Rescue. You're weird.
I love that documentary so much.
That was really good too, though.
Yep,
I'm with Derek. Probably The Boys or Frank and Ollie too.
Yeah.
I like The Boys better. I've like the time we watched The Boys, that was the third time I'd seen it. And like if
that's fair.
And if someone asked to watch it again, I'd probably be like, yeah, sure. So,
Derek, what did I give the boys?
I'm working on it. Why don't you do the Disney Plus news first, then I'll let you know.
You got it. That's a great idea. Only two things in Disney Plus news. Number one, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Getaway, will be coming to Disney Plus sometime before the holidays. The movie will be based on the 12th book of the popular series. I would watch that. I would watch that. Would any of you watch that? Okay, Nemos. Come on.
I had to read those when my daughter was young. They were tolerable, but the movie, I've seen some of the movies and none of them are good.
All right. Well, I'll watch it and report back. Yeah. And last but not least, Jon Favreau has stated that The Mandalorian Season 5 was originally designed to be a bigger buildup to Ahsoka Season 2 and that he had to start following the writer strikes when they decided to make it into a movie. Interesting. And that's it for the Disney Plus news.
I think I meant season 4 on that one.
Yeah, season 4. He had all the scripts for season 4 written and then like sitting
and
on his desk.
It was going to be Thrawn and it was going to be all of that and then it got struck,
right?
So,
as did many things in the Red Strike.
Yeah. Kate, you actually gave the boys a 5.
Hey, dang. I should go back and rewatch that one. Did I give The Rescue a 5 too?
I'm sure I did. For sure.
I was going to say, there's no way I didn't.
So, okay. Guys, if you have suggestions on what you want us to watch, please email us at plusfortuna.com. Send us a message on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anywhere. I said we got some fun shows coming up, including jumping back into the vault for a couple of shows that at least one movie I can't believe we haven't watched yet. Going to be looking at another nature documentary coming out, and it's not Kid Rock. No, but it's got Josh Gad as the narrator.
Ah! Did you say Kid Rock? The Rock.
Yeah, and yeah. Kevin Hart. Yeah, it... What do you want from me? It's late May,
I wish it was late May.
I've got kids that celebrated 420 today at school. So,
oh boy,
They leave milk and cookies out for Snoop Dogg?
I don't think that's what you want for Snoop Dogg. Shouldn't it be gin and juice? Oh, sorry. Anyway,
That was really good. That was really good.
And on that note, we have new episodes coming out every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Kate, Pete, Steve, the spirit of Snoop Dogg, Gina, we love you. We want you back. We will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram @PlusPlatoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.